Dublab.
Hello, this is Hannah at Dublab in Los Angeles. Welcome to a new installment of the Arts, Music, and New Tech podcast series started by Your Mom's Agency. Together with Your Mom's in Berlin, we have relaunched the experimental music exchange and contest platform EXP under the patronage of the German-American friendship initiative Wunderbar Together from spring to fall. For today's episode, here is a recap of two EXP workshops presented by our partners at Orchestral Tools in Berlin and Submix in San Francisco. First, we will hear from Zazuka and Graham about the Sign Player and free sample library from Orchestral Tools. Then Chris will present Submix, a new, exciting, and free music production platform to collaborate remotely and in real time, plus its app Squadron.
So my name is Graham. I'm from Orchestral Tools. So we make very high quality, complex sample libraries for professional composers. And we also make some things that are less complex for kind of more normal people who make electronic music or just kind of expressive music or any kind of music that you want to make. So I'm the head of marketing. And fortunately, you don't have to listen to me for the whole workshop talking about how great our products are. We have a very special guest who's going to present our products and give you an idea of what you can actually do with them. So Zeina, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Zeina Azoka, and I'm a composer. And I started out using virtual studio technology or virtual instruments as I was studying film and animation to compose for media. And for the last couple of years, I've been in a composers collective called Track 15, and we were lucky enough to have an ongoing cooperation with Orchestral Tools to compose demos for their libraries, which we love. So I'm really happy to have this opportunity to, you know, give you some insight into how to start with these libraries to start composing and making music.
Yeah. Okay, so Zeina's going to take you through our Sign Player, which is basically, it's a host engine that plays our plugins. Just like you'd use Kontakt or Reactor from Native Instruments, we have our own thing called Sign, and it's designed around a kind of an orchestral workflow for composition.
I wanted to first of all introduce you to the Orchestral Tools website, where you can create your user account, so and then log in so that you can download the Sign Player. So the Sign Player is basically this engine that runs the instruments that are stored on your computer, so that you can compose in your digital audio workstation. Okay, so this is where we would go in to start downloading our instruments. That's the My Licenses area. And you can just scroll down and see whatever you've purchased will show up here in My Licenses. And after purchasing, you have to download it onto your computer. So for example, let's say I have something that I haven't downloaded yet. I go into details and then I scroll down to see which instruments haven't I downloaded yet. And these are different microphone positions here. So every instrument has options for you for different microphone positions. So it could be a spot mic, which is closer to the instrument and has a more intimate sound, or it can be the tree, and then you have more of the space around the instrument for a feeling of the room, or it's called room sometimes. So it depends how many mic positions you download, you will have more options for the sound later on. So let's just suppose I downloaded this instrument. Then I go to my library and it will show up in my library. So let's say, for example, I downloaded something from Tableau Solo Strings. I go into Browse, Solo Strings, and I can choose one of the instruments to load into my track. Over here, for example, I've already chosen the cello, and I basically just clicked and drag one of the articulations into the articulation list. I'm going to talk about the articulation list because maybe some of you aren't familiar with this word. So basically, for each instrument, there are different techniques or ways of producing pitches. So I can play the same note with a different technique, and it will just sound a bit different. This is maybe a bit abstract, so I'm going to play for you. So marcato long, this is how it sounds, right? It's like an Italian term. It means like marked or accented. So the beginning of the attack of the note is accented, and long because it's sampled for a long duration. It's going. And then for, I made a new track and used a different articulation of the same cello, right? So again, went to Tableau Strings, dropped down the menu, chose the cello. And this time I chose for this track it to have the pizzicato articulation. So pizzicato is basically a plucked sound. So you have the cello, a string instrument, and instead of playing with a bow like marcato, you pluck it with your finger. So right. So I'm producing these sounds right now, by the way, through my MIDI keyboard or MIDI controller, right? And there's one more type of instrument that I want to show to you called the OR sound pack. I'll go again through this process just in case you missed the last one. So there are different types of instruments from Orchestral Tools. The ones I showed you, they are more realistic sounds. So you had a cello and you sampled it with different articulations. And then there are sound packs, which consist of samples of different instruments that actually exist. And so there is a pack of libraries with like patches of how these sounds actually sound in real life with their different articulations. And then there's another set of sounds, which is processed sounds, right? So I'll just show you an example of that. Here, for example, single instruments, if I had, for example, this bell, right? That's an actual bell. That's how it would sound. It's just sampled as it is. But then there's also processed sounds, which have been modified to create more interesting, not directly familiar, maybe otherworldly, you could say, sounds. For example, this one. And it has also a description, Glockenspiel, which is a metal percussion instrument, but it's been modified to have an echo. It's been modified to have tremolo, which is also an Italian term to mean it's like shaking. So you have this kind of bouncing, shaking effect. So that's what I meant by processed sounds having their basis in an actual sampled sound, but it's been modified to sound not that realistic. And it's just more interesting, for example, for more experimental music, And for creating soundscapes or for sound design, sound installations, film music, it just has so many different applications. Now let's go into the mixer, because SignPlayer has its own built-in mixer. As we said in the beginning, when you download your instruments, your libraries, excuse me, right. Of course it crashes. Right, so I'll just talk. When you download your instruments, you have the option of downloading different microphone positions. And you will find these different microphone positions here also in the mixer panel. So up here from these different tabs, you can go into mixer. And for example, here, the cello has a spot mic and a tree mic, right? So if I just mute this spot mic, you can hear as if the cello was, you know, the mic was somewhere in the room a bit further away from the cello. I hope it's really that you can really hear it. Right? And then just to illustrate how the spot mic would sound in comparison to that. Right? So that's the mic that's really close to the instrument. And then you can mix how much you want from this spot mic and how much you want from the tree mic, depending on what kind of result you want. So that's for the more realistic instruments. They've been actually sampled in a room, and this is the result. But with the processed instruments, for example, the sound pack we talked about, there's the combinations of different kinds of core and space. So basically, it's kind of, you could say, parallel to what's happening with spot and room. So if I just switch off space, right, I'll make it a bit louder for, and then in comparison, if I switch off core, just mute it and leave the space mic, you can hear there's a lot more reverb on that. It's just been really almost, at the real, like it's just been really processed to sound more, you just have this echoing reverb. So again, you can mix how much of the core, how much of the space you want, and depending what kind of result you want.
Thank you, Zeina. That was a really good walkthrough. So we're not trying to teach you to make music here. This is really just explaining kind of this player, so that when you download this for yourselves, because it's free, anyone can download this, that is not daunting. That's not going to put you off making music, and it's not going to stop you from getting a sound out very, very soon. So we offer a lot of products, from sort of very high-end things for pro composers to free stuff. And the thing, the tuned metals that you just heard from Orr, the purpley thing, that's one of the creative sound packs that we offer. And the creative sound packs is a range of kind of very sort of expressive, kind of evocative products that we have. They're some of my favorite products that we have, because I'm not a composer. I come from kind of electronic music and playing guitar in practice rooms. So the composition stuff is quite complex. So the creative sound packs offer lots of stuff for any kind of musician, just to get in and be expressive. The other thing I want to explain to you before we jump into the questions is something called Sign Factory. Now, Sign Factory is what we call a subscription service for free instruments. And because the sign player is just a player, it doesn't come with any sounds. And when you download it, it's just an empty shell. At some point, we realized that that wasn't ideal and decided to make some instruments to populate it with sound. So if you go to Sign Factory, Google it, whatever, basically you sign up for free. All we get is an email address. And yes, we will send you emails when there are new instruments and we will tell you about new products, but we don't send an awful lot of emails and it's not going to be too annoying. And the things we've got in Sign Factory at the moment are a really nice church organ, some kind of swing band horns, kind of very jazzy, a little bit retro, a nice grand piano, the basic string ensemble, and a really cool little box of percussion. And these are all totally free. So definitely check out Sign Factory. Try Sign Factory first, because that'll let you try out the workflow of Sign and see how it feels to you. Because everybody has their own workflow, and there are lots of different workflows around. And you need to be doing something that feels right if you're making music, because if it doesn't feel right, your music's not going to feel right either. And we're going to be updating and adding instruments as the weeks go by. So the next Sign Factory thing, I think, is coming out in July. And I think we've got two more coming out before the end of the year. So the idea is that when we're done with Sign Factory at some point in the future, you'll have a really nice factory library of good quality instruments that are well sampled and well put together, that work nicely with Sign, and that can hopefully give you some ideas to write some cool stuff. And even if you're making music already, you're already professional, something like Gearbox, the percussion or the Crucible church organ, maybe it's just an added flavor that you can put on tracks that you already have. You never know. Hopefully these things will inspire you to create something new. And that's really what it's about for us.
Thank you. insatiable appetite, all consuming, a hunger engulfing me. I am just human, much more than a sum of my parts. Human.
Thank you. bless yourself. Ask for anything you desire. Deny yourself nothing.
I can't play.
جليل كريم رغيب مجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد. الحق الفكين العلي المتين الولي الحميد المكسي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المقدم
the most honeysuckle sunshine. I'm Chris Galvin. I'm the co-founder and managing director here at Submix. I'm a huge electronic music nerd. I'm a semi-retired DJ. I still dabble around playing records here and there. I'm also one of the co-founders at MedPop that was acquired by Native Instruments a few years back, where I managed the competition platforms. Prior to that, I was the former director of special projects and program manager at Beatport, where I managed the Play remix competition platform, the Muse platform, Sounds. We did a radio show with Pete Tong and also some of the events. And prior to that, I've been a program manager at Google, Apple, Salesforce, and Microsoft. So enough about me, let's get into Submix. So making music is really hard. There's really a lot to learn. Learning a DAW and trying to figure that out, trying to figure out sound design and music theory, that could be taking a whole lifetime to learn those types of things. So there's also the struggle with trying to create professional sounding tracks and articulating and making that sound come out of your head and into a DAW and making a track, which eventually could lead to really being frustrating and getting really frustrated with the whole process. And you end up really hating what you love to do, which is not where you want to go. Couple that with online collaboration and having to do that online is even harder. Usually trying to deal with compatibility issues with a DAW. There's some sort of missing files or plugins or basic settings that don't really sort of lead over. So if you're using, say, like a version of Ableton Live and your friend is using Ableton 10, you know, there's always going to be some sort of missing file or some sort of issues there. Also in terms of Universal MIDI, I know Universal MIDI or audio services that work together. It's also really hard to find like-minded producers or accomplished producers to work with to learn tips and tricks in your music production. I am personally a frustrated producer. I don't like to go to YouTube, and I like to find stuff, and I like to work with people and kind of work one-on-one with folks and kind of do it that way. I'm a real hands-on type person. So there was really no solution out there for me to find this type of stuff to work with in order to start making music and being a producer. But I had also noticed while I was at Beatport and Native Instruments and Metapop, that there's a really long running theme of this with a lot of people that are trying to learn how to make music. People wanting to figure out like simple things like how to mix a track or how to do like sidechain compression. While it's really easy to go find it on YouTube and be able to look at it that way, sometimes there are tips and tricks that you can learn from people that you wouldn't be able to find out there. So I just thought like, why isn't there an option to do this? And so I wanted to put it together. So Ben Anata and myself first started working on it together as a side project, just to work together on tracks. And then eventually we just started building out the platform itself together. And then we offered it up at the beginning of pandemic, just to get some users to start using it and start playing with it and give us some feedback on what they thought about it. So we started reaching out to some artists, and artists started working on it as well, and they started giving us feedback. So we started incorporating all that feedback into a backlog of things that we wanted to do. And that's what we've been working on ever since, and looking to, like I mentioned, target October 4. So that's kind of where it kind of, it grew from and was born. So that's where we come in. That's where we combine the issues by uniting them. So we want to connect aspiring producers to top tier artists and producers through our remote collaboration platform. It's a tool as well as a community marketplace. Think of us as like a masterclass meets Zoom for music education and collaboration. So you can work specifically with top tier producers, but it's created specifically for music producers and producers. So it's really us trying to help fix the issue that's out there. So from a technology perspective and how it works. So as Nadia mentioned, I mentioned it's a remote platform that gives users the ability to use your mouse and on each other's computer. So with that, you can tweak settings in another person's DAW. So I could be in Los Angeles and another person could be in New York, and I could go into their machine and work in their DAW and move things around and tweak settings. And they can even play live MIDI notes. So when you're collaborating with Submix, you can do this on multiple machines, and our connections are peer-to-peer. So basically what we're doing is we're doing this over a web network, which results in like a really low latency interaction. So the audio and the video are all scaled based off of your connection for now. And it's really based on your speed, as I mentioned. We support all DAWs. So that includes Ableton, Logic Pro, Reaper, Bitwig, FL Studio, et cetera. So you can use any DAW. It doesn't matter what DAW you're using, you can just use it with the same platform. So in terms of the marketplace and how that works is you can sign up to take an online course or courses through this marketplace over here on the right. You can get one-on-one coaching from a top tier producer or producers or whoever, curators, et cetera. And then you'll be using our app, which is called Squadron. You can learn on your own machine. So there'll be multiple types of sessions. So you'll be able to take a one-on-one, or a coach will, or a producer can show you with multiple people, or even a live stream. Then you can attend those master classes all within the Squadron app itself. And then you can connect with other aspiring producers. You can network and collaborate with other folks as well. And then we're also working really closely with a couple of partners right now to help you get your track either signed or in front of the right labels and get you some feedback on your tracks. So that's another working piece of the puzzle right now. So it's really simple to install. There's one click you download to install the app. And all you have to do is click on it. We will automatically install the virtual driver for the sound. So when you install the app itself, you just go into your sound preferences in your DAW, click on the virtual driver that's called Squadron. And then that's basically it. And then all you have to do is start working and set up a session with a friend. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just clicking on the application, clicking on my session, and then I'm meeting with a collaborator, which is my buddy Ben here, and we're starting a session together. This is over here on the right, there's a view and control remote session. You'll click on that to start your remote session. I'm going to be working on Ben's machine. He's in Los Angeles, I'm in San Francisco. He's going to pull up his DAW. I'll be able to see him as well as myself while I'm working in video. And you can see in the background, you have his DAW here that we'll be working on together. As you can see, I'm actually remote into his machine right now, and I'm actually creating a 4/4 kick within the his version of Ableton. So now I'm going to add another MIDI track here and add in a really cheesy sounding synth line. So as I mentioned, I'm adding a MIDI. I'm using my MIDI keyboard over on my side, over on Ben's machine, to create a really cheesy sounding synth line. And I'm actually able to go through all the different presets that he has on Serum.
All right, let's go Ravey.
Now I'm gonna draw.
All right, let me add a filter to this really quick.
Pulling in a plugin filter. That's me on my machine over in San Francisco, looking to add a filter on his machine.
All right, that's cool.
So that's, you know, we're able to, in just a couple minutes, create a real quick track together. So you can imagine the possibilities as you are, you know, working together in this, on this platform together.
Thanks for listening. We also played The Silver Chord by Simone Jones and more music by Zazuka, plus a selection from our EXP platform featuring Raz Yuen, Infinite Lives and Keswa, Tifadelic and Malonda, Mentrix, Sarah Kiwi, Enbor and Dylan Wexler, Krach de Roboteur, Taj Bell and Wavelord, Bison Rouge, and myself, Hana. Join the Facebook group EXP to access more workshop podcasts and discover new music made in LA, Detroit, and Berlin. And thank you to all of our collaborators, Bulk Space in Detroit, 4Culture Radio, the Goethe Institute in Chicago, Reboot FM, Your Moms in Berlin, and our main partner, Wunderbar Together. This is Hana at Dublab Studios. Until the next episode.